Hi, I'm Dr. Lynn Wagner.
And I'm James Lohmiller. In the chaos of today, sometimes it's hard to really know who you are and what you want to be.
Join us, the doctor
and the stylist,
as we come together from very different worlds to guide you towards a life of authenticity and true health.
Let's go.
So, a lot of people ask me who you are. Who's this James guy? How I met you? Because it's, you know, it's not really that obvious in our podcast description or when we post it.
Yeah.
The two of us standing there. So I don't know. Have we talked about how we met before in the podcast?
I think a little bit. Yeah. How you would drink a lot of wine and I would serve you a lot of that wine. In so many words. That's a more fun way to say it. No, I think, you know what, if we really think about it, we met maybe 2016, but we didn't really start hanging out until 2017. To think that's already 4 years ago is wild.
Yeah.
Right. You know, where does the time go? But it's been awesome to see this. You know, if we take it back to when we started working, and maybe we've touched on this a little bit in previous podcasts, but like, I certainly had this vision of you when I first saw you.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Like, I never had to even talk to you to understand, like, oh, I see what's going on here, right?
Yeah, tell me more about that.
No, I don't know what it is, what you would call it that I have, but it's this innate ability to look at someone or something and know what it should or shouldn't be.
Yes. No, I totally get it.
Right. And so with you, you know, you were in terms of your style and your dress, you're so conservative and not in a bad way. It was easy. There was no risk taking. And I think if you ever tried to like step out of your comfort zone, it just wasn't the right thing. So then you felt uncomfortable. So I, you know, the whole point when I first came to the house and, you know, went through the closet with you and saw what you really loved, what you didn't, what still had tags on it, you were just in the total funk when it came to clothing. And what's such a big part of all of our lives,
right?
Just appearance and feeling good, right? It's not about, hey, look at me, but like, wow, just when you step out every day to be able to feel good when you leave the house every day, that's a huge first hurdle to get over.
I was just saying, like, to give listeners an idea of what we're talking about, you know, James and I met so many years ago. He used to work at a nice restaurant in the Door County area that my husband and I would go to, and we'd like to sit at the bar. And it's when he was working there, and I'd go in there, and it was this, you know, tall guy who would wear, the bizarre is the wrong word, but it would be stuff put together that it always looked really, it always felt good. Like, you'd be like, oh God, this totally makes sense. But then if you looked at each individual piece and how you put it together, you'd be kind of like, okay, that's weird. How does he pull it off? And he's so confident and yada, yada. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be quiet in a minute. And then after about a year, I think it took for me to finally ask you or find out that that was actually, you know, one part of what you do.
Right. Yes.
And then finally get up the nerve to ask you to help me. And that took a lot of balls. Not that I have balls, but it took my balls that I don't have.
Yes. Yes. Your proverbial. Yes.
Proverbial balls. I was like, because I felt so silly because I've always felt so dorky and awkward when it comes to style and fashion. Like, I love it. I know now that I love fashion and style, but I've never actually felt like I could carry it off.
Yeah. One of the things that I found so interesting was, you know, A, you love shopping, right? Who doesn't? but that you were seeking advice out before we ever connected by, you know, these stores sending you these boxes of clothes to try, right? Thinking that they know you and may know your style. And when I looked at those things, I was like, wow, they just don't get you.
Yeah. And they just want to send you stuff that they want to sell.
Yeah. So my whole approach, whether it's you or anyone else, is, you know, getting to know that person. and literally understanding what it is that you love, what you don't love, what you love about yourself, what you don't love about yourself. How can we just start picking out clothes if we don't know anything?
Right. And I think, you know, when you said when I walked in and you didn't even know me and you could see what it should look like versus what I was doing. And that's no different than when I see someone in my clinic or even in the community. Sometimes I'll see someone, and this doesn't happen every time, but sometimes I see someone and I see them how they are today and I see what they could be. And then my brain starts working and I'm figuring and I'm trying to I can see the whole picture. I can see it. Like, this is what has to happen. But getting that person there is really, really hard. And it's been hard with me even for you to do that for me, but I totally get it. And I think it's important that we talk about it on this podcast, and I want to get this out up front, because I think the way you carry yourself and the way you style yourself, and this isn't talking about how much it costs, it's just the way you style yourself, even if it's with goodwill things, is critical for well-being. That's why I want to talk about it.
No, that's a good point. And, you know, there's definitely people out there that just don't care.
And that's fine.
And that's totally cool, but they're confident and happy, and that's wonderful. So that's not who we're talking about.
Right.
You know, the reason that I guess why I take it so seriously is because of my own struggles with self-confidence. And when I first really got into fashion and purchasing clothing for people, which is a big responsibility because it can be a couple bucks and it can be a lot of money, right? So I was giving off to all of my clients what I was feeling. I wanted them to feel better. Notice I didn't say look better.
Right.
Like, when I could tell all of the anxiety that you had with everything that you had in your closet and you didn't like. I mean, you liked like maybe 10 things. Like the one pair of jeans or the one dress or the, you know, you've worn the same sweater over and over and over because it's the only one that you feel good in. Right. So for me, it's always been about making people feel good. Now, the difficult part about that is from a creative perspective, not too many people like to listen to the creative. Right. I don't have the MD. I'm not, you know, not a PhD. There's this credentialed thing, which even if you went to school for fashion, if you went to FIT, if you went to Parsons, it doesn't matter. I just have it. I've studied it. I've studied it more than most, I think. So I know how to translate that. And it's truly having someone like yourself I have to gain your trust. And that's really difficult to do when it's just talking about clothing. But if you think about it, like, what is it for you? What is it really like done for you? And this has taken time too, because when you and I first started working together, you were still even like, oh, I don't know.
It's still a work in progress. You know that. For me personally, it allowed me to let, you know, I've always had a problem with authenticity because, as a doctor, you go through this grooming process to get to your final MD, right? You go through medical school, you go through residency, and all along you have this hierarchy of people. You have your attendings, you have your residents, your chief residents, and you're always trying to please them to get to your next level. It's so hierarchical. And so you get just drilled into like to be a certain way and say the right thing and do the right thing. And then you go out into your professional life and it's the same thing. Cause then you're in a community with a bunch of other doctors who all went through the same thing, and everyone's that way. And so, you know, for me, learning how to style myself was learning how to say, you know what, hey, I can wear this and it might not be the most conservative thing and it might not make sense to everyone, but it is what I like. And it's an expression of me, and it's okay. You know what I mean? So
it's
no different than me saying the same thing about practicing a different style of medicine, moving towards a more holistic style of medicine, which, you know, a lot of backlash for. But that's about what it is.
Yeah. Authenticity. That's a good point because that's definitely me. Everybody has an opinion when I walk into a room, I'm not exactly a wallflower, but I've never done anything for anyone else.
Right.
In terms of my own dress and how I am. It's literally for me. That's it. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm not trying to make you think differently or look at something differently at all. That's just how I feel good.
Yeah.
And I think more and more people need to do that and not be, you know, painted into a corner, to be typecast into this thing that they feel they have to do.
Well, and what do you think about, like, I think some people go to the other extreme and they think they have to be so garish or so weird. And that's almost an opposite problem, right?
Yeah, well, that's just, you're just not comfortable with yourself yet.
Yeah.
It's that simple. That is your mind's way of telling you, you have to do this to feel this way.
Question for you. This is an important one, I think, for a lot of listeners. What do you say to someone who's not happy with their body? And that's why they don't dress well.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And before I start with anyone that might have any sort of body issues or questions, are you happy with this body? Is this what we're working with, right? Because if you plan on changing, and it doesn't maybe mean you're overweight, maybe you're underweight, maybe you're real small and you want to add bulk, right? And that's a thing too. Right. But it's such a major investment, because once you get hooked, right, with feeling really good all the time, like now it's okay. Now we can open up even a little bit more. So I don't get into you should look like this to wear this. No, that's not for me to help you. You have to start somewhere that you're comfortable with. Yes.
No, but I mean, like, I think what I've appreciated that you've done with me is I will have the tendency that if I'm carrying an extra 10 pounds, I won't wear it. Nice clothes, because it's easier to wear things that shroud you a little bit. And I know my sure. A lot of patients can relate to this. But you don't, why would you want to draw attention to yourself or wear something obviously fitted or styled if you really are miserable about your body? And I think that's what you helped to do with me, is that no matter where I'm at on the spectrum, because my weight fluctuates a lot depending on how many potato chips I'm eating.
Yeah, for sure.
Or glasses of wine. My exercise is consistent, but the food can change. Or stress, you know, stress affects it too.
Yes.
But you made me realize that no matter where I'm at in the spectrum, there's fun clothing, and I can feel stylish and feel good about myself on all the spectrums. And I'm still, that's like a self evolution that I'm working on continually, but it's really powerful. You can't wait until you wear cool clothes.
No, exactly right. And I mean, certainly for me, I have a wardrobe that allows me that plus or minus days and months. And sure. No, so definitely work that in, because life is hard and it is difficult. And you don't want, you know, trying to get to a certain weight to stress you out. So now you're beating yourself up. That's not the point either.
Right. What would you say to people who feel that spending money and time and effort on clothing is, sin is the wrong word, but gluttony, or, you know, maybe you should be spending your money on donating or volunteering or working on your craft. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of people that overspend, right? Maybe not just on clothing, but it could be a number of things. But I am definitely a less is more. Yes. When it comes to the closet. Mm-hmm. Simplify wearing things a multitude of ways, you know, dressing that sweater up or down, wearing a blazer with jeans, or wearing it, you know, with trousers to go into a meeting. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that I can do to help declutter that situation.
Well, and that's what I think I was trying to get out of you, is that.
Yeah, and you know what? And you get what you pay for. So if you can, you know, save up and spend a little bit more on a couple things that will last over time, I'd much rather that than if you go to, you know, a Target or a Zara and you're just like, you're in a rush and you got to buy this. And you're, it's like, just slow down. We can make this work for you. We can, you know, find longevity in your clothing. You can help develop a style as well. It's tough to be stylish when all you're looking at is fashion and you're buying all these different fashions and you don't have an identity.
Okay. So talk more about that. What's the difference between fashion and style?
Yeah. I mean, fashion is what you'll see in every magazine or every blog or on Instagram, like all these fashions that come out and everybody thinks that they need to be up on spring, summer 21 and what's going on out there and all these different trends. Like, you know, the thing that was going around most recently is that, you know, skinny jeans are out. It's like bullshit. First of all, there's people that just, there's a body type that looks great in these high waisted boyfriend jeans, right? Like my 15-year-old daughter,
right.
Skinny jeans are great. And not, you know, to be totally skinny, but tapered, just clean. Yes. That's not going anywhere. It's certainly a part of my personal style and I'm not going to go away from that. So style is creating something of your own that you feel comfortable in.
And then
it doesn't have to be trendy. It doesn't have to be fashionable. It's like, you know, I see all these construction workers when they're in their ripped up Carhartts and, you know, they've been busting their ass wearing these clothes and they have their flannel on and they go out and get a beer and they're in their boots, like that's right. And that's that person's style. And that's what they're comfortable in. I dig that.
Yep. I definitely like Johnny when he's in tile mode.
Totally. Yes. And that's in, and so when, you know, and when we talk about clothing and things like that's a good point too. It's not, again, this is to make you feel good. This isn't going for anyone else.
What about, what do you think about highly labeled things, name brands? I think one of the, you know, I had this, not to knock the brand. I like Louis Vuitton, but I had this bag that was just logoed all over the place. And I don't think I ever used it once after I met you.
Yeah. Right.
I sold it.
No, look, I like high fashion from a design perspective. Because there are some extremely talented people out there that are designing these amazing, amazing things, whether it's clothing or accessories, you know, watches too. Watches can just be, you know, it's literally to tell time, right?
Right.
What do I need? You know, a $50,000 Patek Philippe or a, you know, $40,000 solid gold Rolex. I probably don't. But from a design perspective, there are some things that you just can't get away from. You know, I have a couple pieces just that I probably shouldn't have purchased only because I saw it and I thought, wow, it was like art to me, you know? So I certainly take it to another level when I look at a lot of clothing, shoes, accessories as art, as opposed to wearable, but that's just my crazy mind. Again, like do what makes you feel good. Don't, if your neighbor has something and you feel you should get it because they have it, probably not the why you should be buying something. If all of your friends have the same type of bag, you should probably not get that bag, right?
Yeah, I think that's what I was trying to get to, because I definitely have logoed stuff. Like everyone has logoed stuff.
Well, it's great.
Buy it for the design and the enjoyment it brings you, the beauty, and not necessarily like the impression or impressing the neighborhood kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, and there's, I can tell almost immediately when somebody walks into where they're from. Like, I know the woman, you know, from North Shore, Chicago.
Right.
I know what she's wearing. I know the woman that walks in from the East Coast. Yes. I know the woman that walks in from California. Right. and I think, you know, you're a product of your environment at that point, but I would like to see people have a little more individuality and just be more comfortable with themselves and trying to impress others.
What do you might not have thoughts on this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. How do you feel about the trend to recycle clothes and not use as much as a way to save the environment? You know what I mean? Like don't buy so much obviously helps the environment.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting one because there's some of my favorite brands, are trying to preach this, but if they were to live by that ethos, they wouldn't be in business much longer, right? So, yeah, like I said earlier, less is more for sure. That's where you get what you pay for, right? So if you're spending a little bit more on the front end, the hope is that it lasts a little bit longer. You know, buying these more basic pieces that you can wear over and over that don't have, you know, maybe something that shows that, oh, this is, look, I can go down a rabbit hole here. I do appreciate a lot of different things going green. And I think it's going to take a lot of time for this to catch up, only because fast fashion is the biggest moneymaker in the world. If you look at places like Zara or H&M, right. You know, it's affordable, right? Kids want to look cool. So when you have a designer at Zara or H&M, or even, I mean, you could even go, you know, J. Crew and Gap. When you have these talented designers knocking high fashion things off, and this kid wants to have a jacket that looks like this Balmain leather jacket, you know, that's $5,000, but they can get it for $79 at Zara. Until that mindset changes, it's not going anywhere for a while. So, do I believe in it? Yeah. Are people thrifting more and more than ever? And maybe that's just because of social media that we see it more. Like, there's so many great pieces out there that you can get, whether it's at your Goodwill or St. Vinny's, all of these thrift stores, absolutely incredible things. Yeah. I encourage people to go there for sure.
Oh yeah. Heidi, my daughters came back this week with a load of things from Goodwill. And then Heidi, did a little bit of sewing on it and using the scissors, and and she's selling some of it online.
That's great.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it was literally, one of the pieces was $3. And I mean, it was the way she carried it, because she put it on, and then so I could see what it looked like, and just the way she carried herself, and it, I was like, this is amazing.
The whole influencer thing, and all these young kids looking up to these people pushing products, and you know, you can't be cool if you don't have, you know, this style shoe. Or if you, you know, you didn't get the sweatshirt when it dropped, like, that's got to stop.
I know.
That's got to stop. Because it's just not helping kids with their own individuality at all. It's just following the herd, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't want that. It's like when we talk about like what he likes, and right. And he like coming out of his shell a little bit, he doesn't want the thing that all the other kids has. I love that. So he gets the thing that, you know, he feels comfortable and loves. And then all the kids are like, wow, you know, what is that? Why do I not know about that? Right. It's because he's, you know, he's becoming this little individual that is so cool.
Who had some pretty cool stepbrothers too.
Which helps. Yeah, for sure.
The other question I had for you. Oh, okay. So what about this concept? I read this in Wall Street Journal recently. Her name is Norma Kamali. I can't remember where she's from.
Love Norma. Yeah, she's amazing.
No, it was. So she said, a dress can only do so much. When you feel good in your body and your mind, you'll probably spend less on clothes.
That's exactly it.
It's
spot on. You know, clothing, you know, when they're down, not feeling good, some people eat more, but some people shop. Shop to feel good is like the opposite of what anybody should be doing, because buyer's remorse is a very real thing. Norma hit it spot on. There's another great quote, and let me just pull this up here. Ray Kawakubo, who is the founder of Comme des Garçons, which a lot of us know as the play, the Comme des Garçons play line, which is all that, you know, that little heart on the Converse and on the sweatshirts and things. But Ray is this incredible avant-garde designer from Japan who settled in Paris back in the 60s and 70s and became this larger than life figure. And one of my favorite quotes of hers is, for something to be beautiful, it doesn't have to be pretty.
Wow.
And so, I mean, you can certainly take that as clothes, but like I take that in so many different ways, and it couldn't be more true. I know that when I personally feel good, whatever I put on, it doesn't matter, because the smile's there. I'm present. My presence is there, you know, so then it really doesn't matter.
There's a glow. People can tell.
Yes. Oh, Bingo.
Like, and then, and I would say there's an energy. I'm big into energy, obviously. I think that we're energetic beings, and that energy can be stagnant or dead or low vibration, or it can be like, bam.
Well, so here, and perfect example is, you know, Steve Jobs lived in a black Issey Miyake mock turtleneck for years. And he's a very famous Japanese designer as well. And Issey would just make him 30 at a time and ship them to him. So it wasn't that Steve didn't care. He loved that shirt, loved it. And he loved his New Balances and he loved his Levi's. And whether he knew it or not, which I'm fairly certain he did, he had a style. He had his style. And because his mind was so busy elsewhere, which a lot of people's are, he didn't have to think about it. Where's my Issey Miyake shirt? Where's my jeans? Where's my New Balance? I'm out.
Right. Oh, I love that. And I would say, I think the same is true for aging. You know, I think you can see the difference in people who spend a lot of time on fixing themselves as they age, and then the makeup and the dress and the whole coating, versus the people. Like, I have some patients who are older or elderly who have just had this beautiful life, right? They're just fulfilled. They have great relationships. They take pretty good care of themselves. They're active. They're not perfect, but they're beautiful. They're just gorgeous. You know what I mean? And then then there's people who are miserable, angry, you know, sad. I'm not judging these people, and I'm saying, and then you try to like paint on this other picture. It doesn't work.
Right. No, it doesn't.
And so that's where I think, I don't know if someone's feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm like that. What do we say to them? I mean, I feel like that sometimes.
No, I mean, you know me, I do too. One thing that we do have ahead of us, and things, something that we can look forward to, right? We're coming out of this winter spell right now. Mm-hmm. Like, the sun is shining today, and it's really beautiful. It's putting me in a good mood. Okay. You know, driving on the peninsula today and now seeing open water, like, even that, just like, it just puts a smile on my face and gets me going, right? I think, you know, people are getting vaccinated up, and, you know, people are looking forward to, you know, coming out of this weird, crazy, weird 2020. So if you were at a low in 2020, you at least have some things to look forward to. Things are going to open up again, right? So that should just make you feel good. It should make us feel good as a community. But for you yourself, like, you now have an opportunity. We were all hit rock bottom together in 2020, right?
Wore a lot of leggings.
Yeah. Right. Hey, look, a lot of people. Yeah, no doubt. So you have an opportunity now to start fresh, like, whatever you want.
So what would you tell I'm thinking back to when you first started to work with me, like, what would be the first thing you would tell someone to do if they're looking at really just like digging into their style and learning their style? Like, what would be the step one?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest, it was fairly easy with you because you didn't have one. and I mean that with all due respect. Because, you know, you had like a little bit of everything. You had like the soccer mom look when you needed to have that look. And then you had, you know, what you consider like going out with the girls, you know, and a little more rock star. And then you had, you know, the summer wedding look. Yeah. And then you had your, I'm going out on the boat today look. And none of those things matched.
Yep.
Everything, none of it went together. So when I start with someone, it's literally, how are you feeling? What do you want? I know the answer. I know the answer.
That's amazing.
I don't need to write down all of these things and all of this supposed stuff about your buying habits and where you are. It's like, I look at you, I see what you have. I just know. And it does come down to trust, because I know I bought a couple things for you at the start. You're just like, wow, I would never look at this.
You mean my pants?
And for me, it's not outlandish, but I see it, you know, on you, and I know. So then when you go out and you have those things on, like, you know, pink velvet clogs or, you know, this big mohair cardigan or whatever it may be. And immediately somebody goes, where did you get that? Like, you look great. Like, those are, I just know. And I, that's where I want to help. Like the glasses that you're wearing right now. Are you kidding?
Love them.
Those are phenomenal.
Love them.
They're so great.
So great. They're so fun. I love it. I love it. And then, you know, I think what you also help me with most is simplifying. So getting rid of about, at least, I think it was at least half of my stuff.
Yeah.
At least. And we could have done more, but you were trying to be gentle at that time. Realizing you don't have to spend so much. So there's times where just this last week I sent you a pair of sandals and you're like, I like those, but not for that price.
Right.
You have to spend sometimes as much as you think, but then maybe you do want to spend a little more on those really staple pieces, some of which I've had now for 4 years.
Yeah.
They look as good as new, and I'll wear them for another 10, maybe, literally.
Right. You know, yeah.
It's that kind of stuff. And really, like, for me, it's just continuously going back and being like, how do I want to feel? How do I want to look? This is for me. It's not for anyone else. Because I know when I'm me, that's when people love me the most. That's when they have the most fun with me. And when I'm not, it's not as good.
Exactly. And then they'll let you know too. Right?
Yeah, or it just doesn't feel as fun.
Like, what's up with you? Is everything okay? Like, what's going on? Yeah, well, it's not feeling me. But yeah, you'll know. The idea is to find that confidence.
So, and I guess the unless you have other things to talk about, the other thing I was going to say is, if anyone would ever want to work with you, what would you say to them? I know that you probably don't have it. You don't have a ton of availability, and
no, and you know what's funny? I've never advertised. It was never something that. I guess maybe just the timing was always off, but it was always word of mouth, you know? So I did love that because that I didn't have to vet that person. Then I was being referred to somebody that, from somebody that I trust. So, but I'm always willing to help, you know. I'll take any question at, docandjamesshow@gmail.com all day long. Absolutely. We'd be more than happy to, because it's fun for me to talk about.
Okay. So, what is it again? docandjamesshow@gmail.com.
That's right.
Email savvy with our email.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we love to hear from you about anything. Obviously we like
anything.
Want us to talk about next. It's been a while since we recorded because, there's a lot going on in your world.
Both our worlds. Yeah.
So
there's plenty going on,
but we're going to be doing these, more regularly, scheduling them, not letting anything else get in the way. And knocking them out about a bunch of fun topics that at the end of the day, I was actually looking back at our podcast and what we wrote in the podcast as in terms of like what our description was. And it was about authenticity and true health. And I think that's still what we're going to be doing is how much more can you be authentic and what else can you do to contribute to optimum health and wellness?
Yeah. I mean, this is maybe our 9th episode.
Yeah.
And got a long way to go.
And covering topics that you don't always think are health topics. You know, there's a lot of health and wellness stuff out there, but I think coming at it from a different perspective, from a stylist and doctor perspective, is just going to be really, really fun.
That and just like normal people. We're just normal people. right? I'm not like... We're no different than any of you. We're just a couple of goofballs, you know, trying to go get through this together on this rock.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, it's happy hour. Happy Friday.
Yeah, for some. I'm excited. I've got dinner plans this evening, but man, there's a lot to do and I'm excited. The sun's shining.
Good for you. All right. Well, always good to see you, Jimmy.
Yeah. Likewise, Doc. See
you next week.
Adios.
Yeah.